Hey, how's it going? It's Bill Gardner from the Deep End Games, and you are listening to the Night Nerd.
Welcome to the Night Nerd Podcast. I'm your host, Lance. It's Monday, so we're going to talk some video games. This week, three is our lucky number. We're all about the number three. Why, you might ask? Well, my youngest just turned three on Sunday, so why not? Three is an interesting number, as we'll get into on Thursday's show, probably, and like the properties of three and everything. It's a rabbit hole. Just forewarning, it's a rabbit hole. But in video games and movies and things, there's a lot of interesting connotations with it. So, most people, I'm not going to say everybody, but most people are familiar with the sophomore slump. It's a real big thing in the music industry, where your first album is awesome and it's amazing, your second one, not so much. A lot of video games kind of suffer the same thing, but then for their third one, they come back and they're just awesome. Now, this isn't always the case, though. Some of the times that you've had some really amazing third acts, third parts in games, what has become one of my least favorite franchises, Call of Duty. But Call of Duty 3, which was the last one before Modern Warfare, was really, really strong. You know, you had all the different campaigns after the Normandy breakout. You had the American, the French and British, the Canadian, the Polish, all sorts of things, and the story was really, really good, and I thought, you know, kind of set the bar for what Call of Duty would start to become with the Modern Warfare, the first couple of those, and the first Black Ops and things. Now, not so much, not really a fan. Random fact of the day, though, Mark Guggenheim, who is the current writer of X-Men Gold, wrote the story for Call of Duty 3. So there you go. Other games, you saw the third one really, really pick up. Because like Call of Duty 2 wasn't bad at all. But if you look at a couple of other games, their second outing wasn't stellar. And so the third one came in and knocked it out of the park. Halo 3, you know, say Halo 2, you know, say what you will. It's probably my least favorite. I know some people like it. Well, I say of the original trilogy, you know, the Bungie games. But Halo 3 was a lot of fun. They retooled a lot of the multiplayer and did a lot of really cool things that helped just, you know, pick it up and get it going and wrap up. Well, and Halo 2 ended on a cliffhanger that was super, super annoying. Far Cry 3 was another game. Far Cry 1 and 2, I'm not going to say were garbage, but they were kind of garbage. And then Far Cry 3 comes in, and I believe that Far Cry 3 is the definite. If you go to the dictionary and look up Game Changer, that is Far Cry 3. This game, I don't know a single person that played it that didn't love it. Just love it beyond belief. The story was a whole lot of fun. It was really cool. You know, you were that Jason kid and going through. And then Vaz, even though he's not the main villain, he is the best villain. And one of the best villains in video games, as we've talked time and time again about. He's just amazing. And this game, you know, really, I think as far as a company, even Ubisoft, saw this game as like, okay, this is how we're going to do things. And you had Far Cry 4, Primal, and 5 since then. And that's just been in the last 6 years. And they've all really taken a page from Far Cry 3 because it just did something so amazing, blending gameplay and story and action and intrigue and adventure and stupid, stupid animals that will attack you all the time. But so much fun. And so there you have an example, you know, of those two just really just lighting a fire. If you go a little farther back to like the 80s, 1990 here in the States, Super Mario Brothers 3. So Super Mario Brothers 2 is only in America because the version that we got isn't even a Mario game. It was reskinned and made a Mario game. So they came out with Super Mario Brothers 3. And you will find this game not only on one of the best NES game list or the best Nintendo list, but on best video game list. You know, getting your power-ups, your the little pea leaf that made you fly forever. This is a game that I'm hard-pressed to think of a game that I spent more time on. I mean, Mario 3, Halo 1, maybe a couple other games throughout history, but this, you know, really showed what a platforming game could be. And as much as Mario 1 was innovative and radical, you know, this reinvented the mold and made everything so, so much better. And just great and amazing. And then you have some games that aren't all that great. My favorite video game series, one of my favorite video game series, the Assassin's Creed series, you know, when you get into the numbering of it, it's a little shaky because technically it goes Assassin's Creed, Assassin's Creed 2, Brotherhood, Revelation, then 3. And if you look at Brotherhood, Brotherhood is one of my favorite in the whole series. But Assassin's Creed 3, the actual game, I think is the weakest. And I will stand by that. Numerous reasons. Gameplay, character. Connor's just a whiny little brat who doesn't deserve to be an assassin. The Haytham part is the highlight of the game. Edward and Haytham, all that kind of stuff. It's really good. But the game as a whole, it was kind of a step back. I really feel, you know, it was a test for what they would do in Assassin's Creed 4, Black Flag, with the naval combat and everything. It was cool seeing the American Revolution, but as a whole, the story just wasn't quite there, and it was really, really sad. But, you know, the third part doesn't always hurt the franchise or reinvigorate it. Sometimes you have solid franchises that just keep on with phenomenal final acts, because the trilogy is usually kind of what we go by. If you look at Arkham Knight, so we don't count Arkham Origins on this show for numerous reasons. It wasn't made by Rocksteady, so the trilogy is Asylum, City, and Knight. Arkham Knight, I loved, absolutely loved, bringing in the Batmobile and doing everything. It was really cool, and you saw this, you know, bring this story that we've been playing for years and years and years and years to a close, and not quite a decade, but better part of a decade. And you know, it took 3 games to get there and to do all of that. You also have coming up next year the game that might get me to buy a PlayStation, Shenmue 3. This is something that people have been, when you talk about waiting a long time for. Shenmue 2 came out in 2001. This comes out in 2019. So that break between games is old enough to be in college. Just think about that. College freshmen have never lived in a world with Shenmue. If you want to look at it from that angle. But, you know, I know this game is going to be amazing. I have no doubt that it's going to win all sorts of awards and be wonderful. And again, though, it's a long journey, and it took 3 games to get there. Another example of that would be like the Mortal Kombat series. Mortal Kombat 3, I mean, it may just be headcanon, but I feel like Mortal Kombat 1, 2, and 3 are their own story. It's everything, and then after Mortal Kombat 3, it's just whatever craziness we can come up with until Mortal Kombat 10 or X or whatever you want to call it came out a few years ago. But Mortal Kombat 3 was an arcade burner. I mean, I remember dumping so many quarters into it and beating up, you know, people twice my age. And I was young-ish. I mean, it was 95. So I would have been like 12, 13 years old when it came out. And college kids come in to the restaurant that had the arcade that we used to go to. And I would sit there and just destroy them. I was really good at this game. And it was cool because you not only doubled your roster, but the game kind of took a step back and laughed at itself, bringing in babalities and animalities and friendships. I used to love pulling a friendship on somebody because you have to go three rounds. So I'd have to let them win one round to do a friendship. And it was just really, really great, you know? And that was, again, showing how you can use the trilogy to close something out. The three-part game, you know, the threes is really neat. And I think it's important to games and to everything. You know, these are just some of them to look at. There's a lot more out there. A lot of them, again, aren't good. Even you could go into the Call of Duty universe and look at Black Ops 3 and Modern Warfare 3, and we can argue their merits another time. But the third, you know, serves some functions, with the exception of Assassin's Creed. But, like I said, the actual third game they released was amazing. And I don't know, I just think it's neat how three is a magic number. Let us know, though, what are some of your favorite trilogies in video games or part threes? You can let us know in the comments here below on SoundCloud or on social media, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. We are everywhere, and we would love to hear from you. Just look for the Night Nerd. We're out there, and it's good times. When I say we, it's all the network. If you hit that little subscribe button, you're going to get most of the shows on the network at this point. You're going to get Blah Blah Comics, Blah Blah Curse Words, and Family Sounds. DC Animated Adventures has moved to its own RSS feed, so make sure to look for them out there. It's a commentary of the DC Universe show. That's a lot of fun. You should check it out. If you have any questions, though, comments, concerns, if you think that, no, Assassin's Creed 3 is the best of the series, hit me up. Nightnerd@thenightnerd.com. I'd love to hear you rationalize that. It'd be interesting. But other than that, that's going to do it for us today. Again, I'm Lance. Thank you all so much for listening, and we will see you next time. Oh, my darling, not three times on the ceiling if you want me.